Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to Soul Sister Show with host Sue and myself, Anne. And today we have Thursday, September 16th, 2021. So we are well into the autumn time. How nice. We are a live call-in show, so you can call us at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial plus one before the number, and you can call us for questions, share a story with us, chat about today's topic or anything spiritual, or why not get a free mini reading live on air with Soul Sisters. If you want to talk with us live on the show, press one. That's very important to us, because otherwise we can see that you called in, but we won't pick up your call out of courtesy to you. But if you don't want to talk to us, that's fine too. And you can also go to scrollsofthesoul.com/live, scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And you can listen live to our show on the player and text chat with us in the chat room below. So you're very welcome to chat with us over there and even ask questions. And I'm Anne, coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden today. And we are really into autumn here, I can tell you. I think we had 12 degrees Celsius. I'm freezing. So on today's show, we will talk about numerology. What number position is your sign in, and what does that mean? So it is a little bit of an intriguing combination of numerology and astrology. And of course, we take your calls for questions and mini readings, and we love to talk to you. So call us at 213-943-3587. International callers, dial plus 1-213-943-3587. Or why not join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And we are a live call-in worldwide radio broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Stockholm, Sweden in Europe. And we are going to talk about numerology. What number position is your sign in, and what does that mean? So a very exciting combination of numerology and a little bit of astrology. Plus your calls for questions and mini readings live on air. So give us a ring. Now is a great time to get your spot in the queue. You can call us at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial plus one before the number, and if you want to talk with us live on the show, please press one or chat with us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And we are really excited and happy to announce that we have listeners in 30 countries all around the globe, and we're still growing. So it covers all continents, and thank you so much. And I know that most people actually don't call in. They listen to the replay, and that's fine too. So we know that we cherish you. Thank you so much. If you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general, and of course we love to chat about any and all spiritual. And we are live calling worldwide radio, so you always have the opportunity to call in when we are going live. And Of course, you can find us on YouTube. Just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. Now let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sister, my beautiful Soul Sister Sue, all the way from, I don't know what weather it is, Arizona, U.S. Hi, Sue, how are you?
I'm good, Sissy. How are you? Weather, huh? You don't know the weather? Okay, I'll give you a breakdown of the weather. So we're okay. In that last part where the heat just is like at its last end. And come next week, we're supposed to be in the 90s. Oh, my God, Sissy. I know it sounds funny every time I say this every year. But listen, guys, you go from 109, okay, and you come down to 90s, you can feel the difference. I know
yes.
People think this is crazy, you know, if they haven't been here, but you literally are like, oh, my God, it's not 100 anymore, or 109, you know, or 110. It's cool now. You know, it's cooling
down.
I know,
Sissy. I know, Sissy. You know what? I understand, because, you know, when we had the heat in Greece during the summer, it was between 40, 45 degrees Celsius. It's hot,
yeah.
Really hot.
Yeah,
and
right.
It came down to 30, 35. You won't believe me. I was freezing.
Oh, no, I believe
it. Sounds crazy.
I believe you. Well, I mean, it's such a dramatic shift in temperature in the body. You know, you're so adjusted to the heat, and your blood thins out. So when you have that dramatic drop, it feels cold, you know. I mean, for us, as a for instance, if it got down to 80 degrees even or 75, we literally start to feel cooler. Like it literally feels colder to us. Anyways.
Yes. I'm going to start laugh a little bit. I don't know why. but anyway, everybody listening to us, it's a great time to get your spot in the queue now. So you can call us at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions, chat about today's topic, talk about anything spiritual, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. And if you want to talk with us live on air, please press 1. Otherwise, we won't pick up your phone, your call, just out of courtesy for you, right? You can also listen live and text chat with us during all our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And we also answer questions there. If we have time, we'll bring them up on the radio. Otherwise, we answer in the chat room. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. scrollsofthesoul.com/readings. And we are really professionals, and we are good at what we do, and it's a passion. So connect with us if you want a reading. You can find out more about Scrolls of the Soul Radio at scrollsofthesoulradio.com. So if you are curious about our radio, you can also join us live on air right now. So you can call in, and we are longing to talk to you. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers, dial +1 before the number, and if you want to talk with us live on the show, press 1. Call us for questions, a free mini reading, today's topic, anything spiritual. And you can also listen live and text chat with us during the show at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And before we move on with today's show, I know that my beautiful Sissy in nice weather, Arizona, yeah, would like to remind us what last show was all about.
Yes, I would. Last show was about astrology, love between birth signs. And, you know, that's always an interesting area, because you you start to dive a little bit into the signs and some of the dislikes and likes of people. And it really can hone that in. So basically it was just kind of a recommendation on, you know, the do's and don'ts maybe, or, you know, the likes and dislikes. So it can get pretty interesting, but it doesn't necessarily mean it's you, you know, and that it goes that way. And the reason I say that is in a birth sign, there's other variables. Okay. As a quick, for instance, your birth sign is just one piece of a huge element, so to speak. And we don't necessarily, the traits that are there in the sign don't necessarily mean you have those traits. You may have something more dominant that is associated with personality more so than your sign. And the reason I say that, as a for instance, your ascendant, okay, could actually be stronger, or your moon can be stronger than your actual birth sign. It just depends on the position they are in at the time of your birth. So it's a very general thing when we talk about, you know, astrology, love between the birth signs. It's very general. It doesn't mean it's for all of us, but because of other variables, but a lot of times it's fairly close, you know.
So is
my sound okay? I'm just kind of checking a few things. Is there any issue going on, Lucy?
No.
What do you need from me? Can you hear me okay?
Nothing. Hear you fine. Okay. You hear me okay too, right?
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, I'm just double checking. I just want to make sure I'm not too loud, you know?
No, it's absolutely fine.
Okay. Anyway, so that was that, you know, as far as last week. And we may dive into that a little more. I didn't get through all of the birth signs, so there might be a part two.
Yes.
With astrology, there's so many places you can go, and it's just a really, for me, it's just a neat hobby, you know, something I really enjoy. So if you didn't get a chance to listen and you weren't with us last week, you can go into scrollsofthesoul.com/past, and that's where you can find that episode. Now, let's get on with today's show. So today, of course, is numerology, and we love numerology. Over time, I can state for sure that numbers have become a very integral part of what I do. You know, when Anna and I met, she was very aware of numbers, more so than me. It didn't play as much of a role for me. But over time, that totally changed for me personally. And now it's just everywhere, you know, for me. So with that being said, the topic today is, what position is your sign in, and what does that mean? So I will just throw out some birth signs and tell you where they sit. Now, let me back up for a minute. So in an astrological chart, there are 12 houses, and each sign sits in a house, okay? And it would be numbered, right? So
yeah. I have a question for you, if I can chime in, sorry. To get this right, because when it comes to astrology, of course I know a few things, but you are the expert here. No pressure.
Thanks.
I know. But here's the thing. We talk about houses when it comes to astrology because different planets in different houses in our own birth chart, for instance, have different meaning, right? So the houses by themselves have a different meaning. But also now we have, here they are representing kind of the months of the year, right? Of the astrology year, maybe.
Well, a chart is a fixed thing. Okay, so when you look at a chart and you see that it's blank, right? When you fill it in, for instance, these are fixed as far as where the signs are, but pose that question again, Sissy, because I really have to kind of think about what you said. Say that again, if you could.
Yeah. You can think, because there are 12 houses, you can think about each house as a month of the year, right?
Yeah, I mean, we automatically associate it with, you know, what month, you know, Libra is or Gemini is in, right? But it's not the same as the house, I guess. It's just, they're different. When you look at the numbers, they're two different aspects, I guess. So, as a, for instance, Gemini sits in the third house, right? So you would be a three. But that is the month, that could be the month of May and June, right? So now we're talking five and six, you know, so clearly the numbers are different, I guess is what I'm saying. When most of us think of astrology, we think of it in that context of what month it's sitting in, you know, what number of months, which, you know, might have been a good idea to do it that way too. I just thought that it would be kind of intriguing from the perspective of the chart, the birth chart, and where it sits.
Yes.
Yes. So as an example, okay, Aries is the first one. That's the first one in the chart. And that is number one. So we would go to one, right? So for Aries, that would mean that symbolizes insecurities, overdeveloped self-importance, anonymous, things of that nature, loneliness. So there are some things that are associated with that number, you know, when we convert it into interpreting the number in astrology. That makes sense.
Exactly. And you know, when it comes to numerology, that's interesting because the first number one is the beginning, the start,
right?
Starting a new cycle. There are many things that are actually combined with that number. So it's kind of similar. It gives a little piece of a puzzle to fit together, kind of thing. Right.
Right. Well, when you think about it, you know, in the birth chart itself, it's number one, right? It sits in the first house. So it would represent the beginning. I don't know so much if it does. I would presume, I'd have to look into it, that it also may represent the beginning in the chart itself, because that is first sign in the chart. But, you know, that's for another time, another show, I guess, you know.
Yes.
And then, of course, as an Aries personality, Aries, so I'll try to match up a little bit of trait with this as well. So the Aries trait would be someone who is a very hardworking person. They're very hardworking. They can be stubborn, but they're not the most stubborn sign out of all the verse signs. They...
I'm just joking.
Well, out there, you know, I mean, we all have a piece of us that's stubborn, but some signs, you know, in general, you know, like as soon as you say that sign, everyone knows.
Yeah.
There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. That's a stubborn sign.
Yeah, but they definitely have a lot of drive. It's a fire sign,
right?
It's right. Fire.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, they do. The Aries and another sign, Virgo, is another one. Virgo is very driven, very hardworking. So there's some similarities in Aries and Virgo. I'll put Virgo since I said it, and that is in the sixth house, right? So in the sixth house, Virgos, and as far as the number, okay, as for instance, communication, all right, animals would be another, a tenderness and caretaker, right? So, and that's, you know, that's funny too, because when I look at that number and I look at Virgo, you know, if I kind of convert some of it to astrology as well, that's very much in line with a Virgo. They have to, they feel an obligation to care and home, children. Like I said, they're hard workers, and so they feel very strongly about working hard, not only at their work, but at home. So, and it's funny too, because there's a tenderness here with this, with the number six, right? And that,
yeah,
the thing about Virgos is they don't have that tenderness. So that's kind of, looking at both of them, right? Virgos,
yeah,
are very hard on the edges. It's very, the emotional side of a Virgo, they keep very close to them. They don't easily express that. So to have that be associated with number six is almost like an oxymoron, I guess. The tenderness part is the part where Virgos would be very quiet about that. They're not people you would see in public holding hands with someone. Their affection is quiet and behind closed doors, if you want to state it that way.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
trying to just.
Yeah, I get it. So, but I have a sense of course, but it depends on everything else they have, but probably what they are showing off, the surface of them. But when you get to know them, I do feel, because I know a few,
mm-hmm.
they have a great heart deep down, but they don't show it off. They don't.
Yeah. Right. Well, they're not really the bragger type per se either. They can be very good at what they do, right? But they don't brag about themselves. They're high achievers in what they do. They're hard workers, but you won't hear a Virgo, for instance, bragging to others that, you know, I'm great at my job and I'm a hard worker. They're very quiet about things like that. So,
on the other hand, they have a tendency to be picky with things. They want things to be in order. They want things to be done properly. So,
mm-hmm.
but that's in a positive way. So they are kind of achievers in that sense, right?
Yeah. Oh, very much so. Virgos are very much in the achiever aspect. I can give you the total opposite of that, which would be considered lazy, the lazy sign, okay, which would be Libra.
Yeah. Okay, your sign. How nice.
Yeah, my sign. And I'm not lazy, but Libras in general can be very lazy and procrastinators. But now what's funny is Libra is in the seventh house, right? So
yeah,
you end up with, in the numerology aspect, you end up with,
it's a very spiritual number, very spiritual.
Right. So, but, you know, some spiritual people are not necessarily driven like Virgos, let's say. So when I look at seven, right, we talk about seven, they can quickly find flaws in almost any system. And that's fine, you know. Seven really kind of matches Libra, to be quite honest, because Libra has that balance and that when this specifically says finding flaws, you know, in any system, it really kind of does pair well, because Libra has that legal side to them. They have to stand up for what's right, you know, so kind of matches perfectly, quite honestly, with the number seven. And if I'm not mistaken, Sissy, we came out with that in some other manner where I was a seven, right? Doesn't seven come up for me?
That's your life path number. In numerology, you just add the year, the full year, and the month and the day. And that's how you end up. And you kind of reduce the numbers until you get one digit or a master number, right?
Right.
We found seven for you. And I'm a four, by the way.
Right. Yeah. But in here in the chart, you know, you sit in the third house. So let's just see, you know, what does it say about the third house? So we'll go off of, we'll do Gemini as well. So communication, right? They represent.
No kidding. I love to communicate.
forces that join. Okay, so two join forces, which would make sense for a Gemini because they have the two. Right? The two, trying to think of what that is, the two people or whatever however you want to put it. So yeah, that kind of does line up in the three aspect. They're motivated, right? In three, motivated, hardworking, inspired. So it actually does line up with the Gemini. That's kind of the cool thing about this is when you start seeing the house and then the numerology side, there's a lot of variables that actually, you know, kind of coincide with each other.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
It does. So, and it also says here that I'm creative, and I am.
Yeah.
I love to be creative.
I think three, it's correct for you, you know, that's correct. We're going to have to definitely in the future kind of dive deeper into this in some other manner. Of course, you know me, I'll come up with how, you know, and how we get into the meat of some of it, you know, that might be interesting too. Also, I was thinking that if our callers are interested, you guys, I see our board is filling up. You guys are welcome to ask what house you sit in. So you can give a birth sign if you like, and we'll let you know where in your birth chart it sits and what number is associated with that. And here's an interesting thing as well, Sissy, I thought I would bring up before we go to break. So in your chart, there's 12, right? But in numerology, it comes up to 9, and then we have basically, you don't really have 10, right?
No, we don't. 10 comes back to a 1.
Yep.
And
yep.
12 comes back to 3. And 11 is a master number.
I was just going to say that. So when you hit, like for instance, okay, Aquarius is in the 11th house. So Aquarius automatically sits in that master number, right? But then when you go to the 12th house, which would be 1 and 2, you would add 1 plus 2, which equals 3. So you'd have to go back to the beginning in numerology. So I thought that was kind of intriguing because we don't have a 12 in numerology.
Yeah, and I have something more for you because this is intriguing for me. This is something we may bring up when we talk about this a little bit deeper in another show, right? So you have life path 7 in numerology, and your birth sign is sitting in the 7th house, right?
Yeah.
So you have both. I have my birth sign in the 3rd house, but my life path is a 4.
Right. Yep. So we would say, for instance, for you, what dominates would be both 3 and 4 then, because, you know, that's where you sit in, that's the house you sit in your birth chart, and then the life path number is 4. Those two are probably very dominant for you. And basically you have, So there's a nice, it fits well together symbiotically, because you would go, you'd also look at four for you. Me, I have seven in both, so I only, and what's funny here, I was thinking about this with you. So you have three and four, right? Well, that lines up perfectly with your sign because it's the twins. So now,
yes, exactly.
you fall into someone who actually has two numbers if we're going to go that direction. Make sense?
Yeah, and yes, makes sense. And I wanted to say something else as well. This is something we actually check not through astrology or numerology, but we do research things when it comes to soul realignment and, for instance, energy centers and stuff like that.
Right.
And energy centers are the soul's kind of chakra.
Yep.
So we have the bodily and the souls. But if you have, it's considered, it's, it doesn't, sometimes people have a tendency to think that it's good to have two. But maybe that means that you have more to work with somehow.
Oh, yeah.
And it can be more, more confusing. Maybe it's easier to have only one, right? So you have.
Right.
A straightforward path, so to speak.
Yeah. Well, basically,
I don't know. A theory.
For you, you have to kind of like feed both children. You know, it's the twins, so there's two of you. You know, so you
yeah.
have to make both of you happy. I guess that's the way to put it.
I have a joke to make because someone, my ex-husband, actually many years ago, he called me. Triplets, because he said I have three
yeah.
names. That's very common yeah. here in Sweden. So I have Anne from one grandmother, another name from another one, and then a third name from everyone who has that as a second name, so to speak. So he said, okay, I married one here. Where are the other two?
Yeah, right. But see, again, you know, here's the thing. He wasn't wrong, because you, in your chart, it sits in a third house. So you could let him know that, you know, that he actually is correct. Under astrology, he's dead on, you know. There is
yeah,
three. Yeah. Yeah, well, I don't know if you want to tell him that he was right about something, but that's up to you.
I'll leave I that can give him that. That's okay for me. I have no trouble with that.
Yeah.
So, Sissy, what do you say? We are at the bottom of the hour.
Yes.
Okay. And then we start taking some calls, right?
Yeah. So, everyone, hang on. We're coming over here in a minute or two. We'll be over to you.
Yes. Okay. So, it's still room on the board here in the queue. So, you can call us at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions, share a story with us, talk about the topic, anything spiritual, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. If you want to talk with us live on the show, please press 1. You can listen live and text chat with us also at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. Where you can even ask questions in the chat room if you wish to do that. And on today's show, we are talking about numerology combined a little bit with astrology. What number position is your sign in, and what does that mean? And we are very soon here going to start taking your calls. So please call in at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1. 213-943-3587 and press 1 to talk with us live on the show. If you'd like to connect with me, Anne or Sue, we offer very professional personal readings, and you can find us at growthofthesoul.com/readings. And we have listeners in 30 countries and growing, and we are so honored. So it's actually unbelievable, right? Thank you so much. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, September 23rd, 2021, and that's my grandmother's birthday. That's a special day for me. We'll be on with Soul Sisters Show and host Sue and Anne. as usual, talking about downloads and upgrades. Did you feel it when it happened back in late November, December 2020? Because there was a change, there was a shift. And we are also going to take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. And we go live 10 a.m. Pacific U.S. time. You can find the time near you, sorry for that, at scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting. scrollsofthesoul.com/broadcasting. You can also keep yourself updated on all our upcoming shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And you can find past episodes at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. So we try to keep it simple. It's basically /broadcasting/upcoming/past or /readings if you want to find Sue and I. And we are a live call-in show, so we are happy if you call in. Call us at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 213-943-3587. And of course, you can find us on YouTube. Just search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube. Subscribe and like our videos. Now let's get back to the show. Sissy?
Yes, ma'am. Okay, I'm going to come over to the callers here in just a second. I do want to chime in really quick on one aspect. I, too, would just like to say thank you to those who listen to the after play. We really do appreciate that you guys do that, and we're quite honored that you do. So thank you. You know, thank you for coming in and listening after the show. And then one other thing is I pulled some cards today, and I have a feeling it's going to be in alignment with a few of our callers. So we'll just see. I'll let everyone know. Okay. I'm going to come over to our first call. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is Barbara, and I'm calling from Illinois.
Hi, Barbara. Welcome.
Hi, Barbara.
How are you?
Good. Thank you.
What can we do for you?
I don't know. I don't know. Should I do the reading? I've never had a reading from you guys, and I don't know. I know my birth time and everything, so I don't know which way you want to go. I guess maybe we'll do a regular reading.
Actually, you know, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
What's your birth sign?
I'm a Pisces.
You're a Pisces. Oh, interesting. You're the fish, huh? Okay, so Pisces sits in the 12th house. So under numerology, as a for instance, we would take the 1 and the 2, 1 plus 2, and it would turn out to be 3. So similar to some of the aspects of Anne, you know, you have those same traits and similarities when it comes to number 3, and you can just say that maybe you probably picked up on some things we were talking about when it came to numerology on 3. Did that kind of resonate at all?
Yeah, and I'm on the cusp. I'm on the 20th. I'm on the 20th of February.
Yeah, it's always nice to be on the cusp too, isn't it? Because a lot of times with when you're doing a chart, right, and someone's on the cusp, what happens is you literally can get that split of both, or you can still have the dominant, you know, Pisces, let's say, for instance, or the dominant, oh, God, what are we coming, February, March, Pisces, Aries would be next, right? So you could have some of those traits as well, the Aries traits, just depending on when you were born, with the location, which would be the longitude and latitude of the planets at the time of your birth. So, you know, that's when you're really diving deep into some of this stuff. But, okay, so specifically, something, is there something specific you want or something very general? Kind of what are you looking for?
Maybe go more towards, I don't know, let's do general. I was going to say career, but let's do general. What do you gals pick up on?
General. I actually, Metatron for you, Archangel Metatron. And Metatron, he's the dreamer. And it's about taking that leap of faith and following your dreams and unexpected opportunities. So when we talk about work, right, it may very well be that something's going to come that you did not expect. It may come from the least thing you thought of, so to speak. And that's what I'm feeling here for you. So most likely it is. You definitely have something surrounding you. It's really good. It's very nice. It's a good card as far as the Dreamer and Archangel Metatron. It's a really good one to have. And so I actually have 4 cards sitting here total, but was told to present this specific one to you. The number associated that with is 0. So it's kind of like perfection. That's what it reminds me of when I see 0. 0 is about perfection.
Like universal energy?
Say that again?
Like universal energy?
Yeah, possibly. It's just everything is centered and perfect and as it should be. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm going to have Anne chime in, of course. Anne has something to add. And we'll go from there. Sissy?
Yes. Hi, ladies. So, yes,
hello.
Archangel Metatron is a very powerful angel, and he's working very much with both those who are new on the path to help you. I think that's because he's so extremely powerful, and also with those who are very experienced. So he's someone to turn to. He has the ability to actually help. When I see him, I see him with all the colors of the rainbow. So he represents so many things. He's absolutely wonderful. When it comes for you here, I actually see a lot of people around you. A lot of people. It's basically only people in your reading right now. And that feels like a good. I don't know if you have felt you have many people around you or this is something that's going to come in for you. And also that there are... I have a planet also coming for you, and that's the moon. And the moon, you know, we can follow its cycles. When it's a full moon, it's like we come full circle with things, and then with the new moon, we can start to plant seeds for the next cycle or for the future ahead. So it's also standing for intuition and listening and following the flow that's coming from within you. So I feel that right now it's mostly important that you just listen to your intuition and go with the flow, because it's going to lead you forward. And it feels like it's going to lead you to a place where you feel that you accomplished a few things in your life and that you're on the right path. It can feel rocky, but don't let that bother you at all. Just move forward towards your goal. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
No, that sounds right to me. I'm a life path 7, too, like you.
Oh, Sue is life path 7.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. Sue is, yes.
Yeah. Okay, so you're very. So it feels, you know, many times there are many things going on, but it feels like it's going to be a lot of people around you, a lot of action with people, like socializing or even interaction and things of that nature. So just follow through, and this feels to be valid for the next few weeks ahead. So there are things you're going to understand, and sometimes if you feel confused, take a step back, observe, then you will going on. Okay?
Yeah,
let's
ask Sue. By the moon.
Yeah. Sorry, you are pretty affected?
Yeah.
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 And it's funny. Because read my horoscope, I also read Cancer. Now I'm a Gemini rising and something else Gemini, but really, I read Pisces and I read Cancer.
Interesting. That's interesting.
Seems to be more accurate.
Yeah, and emotional signs as well, right, Tissy?
Yep. Yeah, very much so. Yeah, without a doubt. But that's okay, you know, but here's the thing about the moon. You know, you brought up the moon. I'm going to close this out after this, Barbara, because I've got other callers, but there's a solidness here, you know, very solid, and you have that solidness about you. Does that resonate? Because it feels really strong, you know, but it also can feel like pulling. So especially like with water, with, you know, the tides, you know, it feels like a tide thing too for you. So, but there is there's a deep, solid thing when it comes to you. And Anne was dead on when she brought up the moon, because I see that too. So, but good things are coming. Like, I definitely see that too with work. You know, I know it's going to be come from a place you didn't expect type of thing. But love, I've got to wrap it up because I've got other callers. So you're welcome if you want to listen in. Please do.
Yes, I do. Thank you very much, lady.
All right. Thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you, too. Thank you.
Have a great day, Barbara.
You too.
Okay. All right, Sissy, I will move on to our next call. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Melissa?
It's Melissa. Yeah.
Hi. Hi. How are you?
Melissa.
Oh, fine, thank you. I emailed you, but probably went to junk mail. And thank you for taking my call. And yes,
you did. Where's your email, girl?
Three minutes ago, I believe.
Really? I didn't see it. Are you?
Yeah.
And you? Did you see it, Sissy, or no?
Melissa's
email?
I didn't see any. No.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey. Do you want to try that again, or? I mean, I guess I'm looking junk mail, but I'm sorry. Just go over if it was someone specific, okay, if it was Anne or me, depending. You know, go to schoolsofthesouls.com/Sue or /Anne, depending on who you want to speak to, and then that'll lead you to our other pages if you'd like to go that route too. But we didn't see any email. So, okay.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Thank you. Beautiful website. People should look into it. All beautiful work. Takes a lot to be a light worker. Thank you. I have a question, please.
Sure.
Anything that you may want to tell me that the angels or Metatron want to tell me, that'd be beautiful, please.
There's something going on spiritually, isn't there? There's a lot of shift spiritually here. That's why you're asking, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Did something specific happen? For you?
Specifically, I'm seeing clear at the animal world.
You know, it's funny you say that, because I don't know if you remember this, okay, but I'm going to bring it up to you. So when we first started talking, what is it, almost 2 years now from the first time you called? I think we're coming up to 2 years. There was an animal component I saw with you very early on, but, you know, the conversation kind of shifted to other things that were happening at the time. But you are right. You are right when you say animal, because that was one of the first things I said to you when you first called in. And I remember that specifically. So you're right about that. I will ask Anne to add a little more. If I get anything more, Anne will prompt me.
Okay. So, yes. Hi, Melissa. We are so sorry if we didn't see you. I didn't see an email from you either, so very sorry. Reach out again, okay? And we answer you. And for you right now, I have a sense that you have a very special connection to animals. So pay attention to what animals are coming up for you, because we usually have animals also as totems, if that makes sense. So they are connected to us, and we can we connect to them. They have messages for us that we are more receptive to hear, so to speak. You talked about work a little bit. What I'm getting from the angels here is that you, it's like I see a vision of you having climbed on top of not only a mountain, but also it's like many things. It's not a stair. It's more like big rocks that are sitting on top of each other, and you have climbed up at the top, and you are standing very firm because you have gone through such an amazing transformation and growth that you are in a totally different space than when we, as Sue brought up, we talked a couple of years ago. And it's like you are, of course there are more things to discover about yourself, and this is a continuous journey, but you have reached a peak here. You are on top of things for yourself. So when you are going to decide things, sometimes it can be challenging to be very sensitive because we pick up a lot of things. Just know that doesn't mean that there's anything wrong, right? Take a step back if that happens and know that you are progressing forward. I don't know if this makes sense, Melissa.
Yes, ma'am, it does. It does.
Wonderful.
So a question for you, besides the archangels, does the thing that's considered evil have also, like, demon, is it called demons, right? Sorry, I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about this.
No, you are. I mean, we are a very open, free platform here. We don't, you know, go ahead. Speak your piece.
I believe I'm facing one right now.
Yep.
I don't know the name of this one, but I don't think it's the boss. I think it's the assistant.
Okay, listen. This is why I said something a month, 6 weeks ago about contacting me or Anne, either one of us. There was something I saw back then. You know. Are you having some disruptions on the cell phone? Are you getting like a lot of electronic problems?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. Definitely get a hold of me. Okay. Do the slash Sue because there was something before, but I don't want to get into too much of that only because I have, you know, we're on a time here. I'm looking at the time further this, you know, later on. Overall, though, I mean, things really feel good for you, though, as a final, okay? So I don't want to end on a negative note. On a final note for you, there's some really good stuff going on, really powerful things happening for you. And sometimes it feels overwhelming. I know the last time we talked, it was pretty intense, you know, the how you were expressing yourself. It was very intense. Has some of that settled down a little bit? Has some of that calmed down for you?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, you're 100% right, but I feel that there's something that I need to go into.
Yep. Yeah.
And it's going to be not easy because...
I know. That's why I said get a hold of me. You can do it right now or Ron, you know, just go to skullsofthesoul.com/Sue.
Okay.
Click the link that brings you over to my page. You know, I felt this before, but like I said, you know, we're kind of on a time thing, so I can't devote any real energy to that. So yeah, we'll talk later, okay, honey?
Okay.
Otherwise, you are doing well. You are doing well. You You are connected to everything and anything, and it's intense sometimes. It's really intense, okay? But it sounds like it's calmed down a bit, which I'm glad, because it was pretty strong the last time we talked to you. You know?
Yes, it was.
I know Ann remembers too. So, okay, Melissa, I got to wrap it up, girl. We've got other callers. We'll talk in a little bit, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, honey. Looking forward to talking to you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. All right. Have a good one.
Thank you.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye, Melissa. Bye.
Bye-bye, man. God bless you.
Oh, bless you,
too.
Bless
you, too.
Okay, let me move over to our next call, Sissy. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. This is Dion from Illinois.
Hi, Dion. Welcome.
Hi, Dion.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, very good. Is there something going
very
on
good.
That we can help you with?
Well, yeah, I took your advice very seriously 2 weeks ago
mm-hmm.
when I called in the show.
Yeah.
And I've made improvements. I'm just calling to see, like, am I still on the right track? Or
yes.
You were pretty stern with me.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to let you know that I did take it seriously, and I did act on that, and I'm continuing to.
Right. You know, sometimes, listen,
yes.
When it comes like that for me, and it's not, please don't take it personally as far as any aggressive type of way. When it's kind of finite for me, when it comes in like a hammer, it just comes that way. And if I came in strong, you know, my apologies, I, you know, not everyone can accept that, but you know, we love what we do too here. You got to remember that Ann and I absolutely adore being there for you guys and helping. So we're very strong and passionate about things when they occur, you know. So I hope you understand that and didn't take any offense to my sternness, my apologies.
No, I mean, I took it as a wake-up call, like, hey, you know, like, get your head out of the clouds. Hello, hello. So, you know, like, I guess that's just the way I needed to hear it. So, no,
right.
I'm appreciative, actually.
Okay. You know, not everybody can. You know, it's sometimes
yeah.
it comes in that way, you know, for certain people. So I'm glad there was no offense taken because you said that, and I remembered. As soon as you said it, I was like, oh, crap, yeah, I remember that. It was pretty strong.
Oh, you were also channeling my dad, and that's how he
yep.
was, too. So, you know,
yep.
that's just confirmation that you were, you know,
yeah.
you were really on the mark there, you know. So,
yeah. Nice. Thank
yeah,
you.
No, I embraced it, actually.
Oh, awesome. That's really good. Well, what is it you'd like us to know when it comes to that, then? I feel like there's something you want to add.
Well, yeah, I've made a lot of changes, and
okay.
like I said, I took your advice very seriously,
right?
And was just wondering if, like, did I get the message? Like, am I moving in the right direction? Like, are
yeah.
you, like,
you
is
know,
it
it's funny
going?
You say, Dad, your dad, right? He's the one who prompts you a lot too. So he's like the hammer here. You know, remember I said I came in strong. He does too. He's very strong in his personality, and he's very supportive here. So he wants what's best for his daughter, you know. And sometimes it could be a little rough around the edges, right? When it came to Dad, you know, kind of like, I get the impression my way or highway type thing. Was that your dad? Or is that your dad?
Oh, well, yeah.
Yeah.
Capricorn. He's a Capricorn.
Yep. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
So that's, I get it. Yeah. It's the black and white. The, you know, there's no shades of gray here. This is what I say it is. Right? Yeah. I get
yeah,
it.
I guess, yeah. With my spirituality, though, I just sometimes get confused because I know that there's people who are like time travelers and like you can see ahead of me. You know what I'm saying? That's why people call, is because they want direction and they need direction, and you can see ahead of us. And so, like, sometimes I feel like I could just get a little lazy and like, oh, well, you know, I'm going to end up on that destiny path anyway. So, you know, so, no, actually, it's good that you, you know, lit a little fire and said, hey, you know, wake up. And so, that's basically what I did.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Because, you know, it's funny. I remember that call, too. And I remember after the show ended thinking, you know, that was kind of a little strong. But then I also knew that it wasn't really me necessarily. That was coming from your dad. That was all him. And I guess I was like the representative of your dad, you know, and I know you get what I mean when I say that.
Well, yeah, no, you were 100% channeling him.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, like for sure, like that was a legit reading, like one of the best I've ever had.
Oh my God. You got to make me cry. Yeah, you really are. That's very sweet of you to say, and thank you very much. You know, you can further that too, girl. Ann's in there. You know, go to scrollsofthesoul.com/Ann or Sue. You know, we're here.
Or Sue.
We do this, you know, as a love, but we also do it as work. You know, so we're both there if you're ever interested in furthering that. Personally, I feel like Dad's got much more to say to you, but we'll leave that up to you, you know, whether you want to hear it or not. And I know
I'm still working on the list that he already gave me. I mean, here's the thing, like he wanted me to move and I did sign a new lease in another area. So I'm working on the move right now. And as far as work goes, I'm doing everything I can to push that forward, but I'm only one person. I can only do so many things at once.
I get it. So. But you've got he is definitely supporting you in this, and he's kind of working some magic behind the scenes. I don't know if you sense that, but he's got a little bit like his hands in a little bit of this, a little bit of that, kind of like orchestrating something here. Okay. So he's very much about helping his daughter to be the best that she can be. And if he can facilitate something, he's going to, and he is. he is doing that. So, but I need to, for Anne to chime in too as well. I don't need, but Anne should chime in as well.
Hi, Dion. Anne here. How are you? I've been listening with excitement here. And I'm smiling when I hear it because it's absolutely beautiful. But you know what? Don't be hard on yourself. And sometimes we have a tendency to be, because I'm hearing that you are on the right path. Keep on moving forward. You are. You are ascending in the sense that you are progressing. Here's the thing. When we do readings, for instance, we do read, my sense of an understanding of what we are doing, actually. We read the current energy on the current path you are on or someone else is on. And we always, because we always pinpoint that we have free will, so we always have a say here. And that's my Gemini side, I think, that's always remembering that part because it's important. But also spirits and angels and guides, they do really honor that because we are here to understand and experience things so we gain an understanding of self. And when we wanted to, you know, we see a goal there. Sometimes it's better to just surrendering to the journey itself rather than figuring out all details how I should reach there. Follow guidance and follow the flow. That's going to be easier. Because every time you make a choice, for instance, it may be that you take a step towards the left just all of a sudden because it came up something that's easier for you. So just do that then with a good conscience and a good sense of doing the right thing. Because my sense is also we fear very often that we are going to make any wrong choice, but we can't. We're going to reach the goal, but not in the manner we are trying to figure it out logically. I don't know if that makes sense to you.
Yeah, that does make a lot of sense. Thank you for explaining it that way. I appreciate that.
So, it, you know, even I sometimes, I'm making a joke out of it because I don't always listen. I hear my guidance, and I get guidance from friends who are psychics and things of that nature as well. But sometimes I do, I say, okay, I hear you, but you know what? It's my choice.
Yep.
So it's about how we feel, and Sue can find that, I think. So I'm a little bit of a stubborn one. But at the same time, you know, it's important that we know that even a small choice we make a little bit different can make big changes and good changes for us. But it comes down to following each step. So if we have a goal for a year forward, we're not going to see exactly how that, we can see that it's going to come about, but we can't see exactly how. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
You know, the
other
aspect.
Okay, so yes.
Just really quickly, it's the spice of life, too, you know. We're not always meant to see it, but boy, is the ride exciting. Very exciting.
Yes, it
is. I always feel like it at the time, right? But it could be pretty cool when you look back and you go, wow, that was really nice, you know. And you, what I think of with you, Dion, is, you know, next week we're doing a show you might be interested in, because it's about downloads and upgrades, you know, and what has occurred for a lot of us. This one might be the show you really want to catch. My suspicion is you do. And in fact, your dad wants you to catch this particular show.
Okay.
Because it's going to be, you know,
he doesn't really like you.
Because he knows I hear him. I can hear him. I can see. There's a lot I'm hearing, but I'm not relaying all of it because that, you know, then we get into some others. He's very excited. Okay. He's very excited because, you know, he hasn't been able to communicate to you through anybody else. So he's extremely excited, you know, to be able to relay information. So keep that in mind. But I would definitely say, you know, next week might be a good one to listen in or even call in on, you know. I have a feeling you may very well contribute to this conversation next week. So.
Okay. Thank you so much, ladies. I really appreciate you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And
thank you so much.
That sweet statement. You really made my day. So thank you very much, Dion.
You're welcome.
All right. Have an awesome rest of your day, honey.
You as well.
Okay. Bye.
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 Okay, Sissy. I'll grab our next call. Hello, caller. What's your name?
Oh,
where are you calling from?
Hi, it's Donna. How are you?
Hi, Donna. How are you?
Hi.
Good morning.
Great.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Oh,
what's
I just
going
did
on?
Water therapy because my back was hurting, and oh, that is the most relaxing thing.
Oh, my God. Where'd you do that?
In Santa Barbara, they have a pool that's 92 degrees, and they put you on your back, and they float you, and they do acupressure when you're floating. I mean, unbelievable.
Oh, I can feel it. Like, I can feel your relaxation. Oh, my God. That's very cool.
Don't think of the water therapy, but if anybody has back problems, then if they have Medicare, it covers it.
Well, you know, it's funny you say water, okay, because I had pulled some cards today. You know, Ann and I always try to pull some, and if we have time, we go over them, right? And I was saying to her before we had even gone on air that water, I'm getting water too. I've got water coming in the cards that I pulled. And the statement I had made was I have that very strong need to be in water because it's helping to ground and center. I'm feeling very centered when I'm in water, more so than if I were to put my feet in the earth and ground, you know, because a lot of us will do that too. But there's something going on here. It's quite strong. A lot of us who are in this arena, even novelists, are sensing something with water and a balance happening. You know, so you're dead on with what you did. Do it again, in fact, if you can, because there's some...
Oh, yeah, I do it twice a week.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's definite balance happening
here
for you.
I'm going to go on my own, too. They let you pay $10
oh, yeah.
to go on your own. So I'm going to do that, too.
Well, are you near the ocean at all?
I am very close. I'm going today, as a matter of fact. I'm going to take an hour walk, walking in the water.
I was going to say, get in it, because there's something happening. I don't really have a lot of time to kind of go into it, but there's definitely something going on. And if you can get in into the ocean, do it.
Okay.
Because there's a cleansing happening, basically, and a deeper connection. So,
mm-hmm.
and I know you understand that. So what can we do for you, love?
Well, I just feel really, really good. And I feel like I'm manifesting something big. I feel it. I feel it. And I heard my dad said, I got a message from my dad on the other side too, just kind of confirming it. And and my sister, I didn't even know it. And I told my sister what my dad had said. And she said, oh, I was praying to Dad, he's on the other side, that he made my life pretty difficult, you know, and to help Donna out in this lifetime. So maybe he is, because I got that message, you know, that.
Yeah. Yep.
I had a pretty tough life, but good
now.
You know,
there's a lot of influence going on right now, both with you and with Dion. A lot of influence coming from father figures. Especially, you know, the male side is coming in, that it's not just for me, okay? So let me just kind of, I'm going to think out loud. It's not just about the dad energy. It is something more than that is happening. It is much deeper and richer and kind of like for everyone on this side of the spectrum, it's reaching a crescendo, a good one, though, you know, very good crescendo energetically. So that's kind of what I'm seeing. So keep it up with the water, girl. Keep it up, because it's also like putting everything in alignment for you. It's lining it all up. Okay.
Oh, good.
So, Sissy?
Yeah, just lining.
Is there more you want to add?
Yes, I have something here. Hi, ladies.
Oh, okay. Hi.
So I'm just getting that it's important, because we are living in a time where we have been experiencing some very unusual things, right? Let's be very diplomatic and stated in that manner. So it's about connecting to the elements. And if we do, we can find some sort of a balance, because we need to connect to the Mother Earth. And here on our planet, we do have all the elements, like water, air, all of that good stuff, right? Fire, and now I'm brain farting, I'm sorry. We have a fourth one. So it's important. And, you know, being in water, it has a very purifying and clearing effect on us. That's very good. So it's healing by itself. And if you have the ocean, which is salty, that's over the top good, right? I hope that makes sense.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I can hear it, Donna. It's like delicious, right? You're eating as if it's delicious. But Anne and I completely understand that, you know, completely. She gets to live in a beautiful part of the world. And energetically, let me tell you, there's some amazing stuff where she lives. Oh, my God. I can't wait to get there. On the spiritual side.
You have to.
Amazing.
Yeah, you have to. Actually, I'm living many times, part-time in Sweden and part-time in Greece and in Rhodes. But the entire country of Greece has so many ancient places, and there's so many power places in a spiritual sense, so connected. For instance, I'm in Rhodes, but in Crete, it's actually Ascendant Master Hilarion, who is the master of Crete, for instance. So it's spectacular, and you can feel the energy. As soon as you step outside of the airplane, if you go there, you can sense the energy. And, of course, it's going to affect things a little bit differently. But it's, Rhodes is also an island, so, of course, there's the sea. We have all these wonderful animals, a lot of dolphins, many things that are on the healing end. So you feel it, really. Enjoy the ocean. Enjoy
the ocean. Yep. Yeah,
I'd like to go to Greece one day.
Yep. I thought of you with that, Sissy, because it's the same, you know, that connectiveness, that oneness, that whole, you know, feeling that whole and feeling center when you're in, especially where Anne is at. I can't wait to get there, let me tell you. It's quite the power.
You have to.
Yeah. So we know that my goal is to get my butt there, so I'm not even in question.
I know.
Oh, anyway. Okay, Don, I'm going to have to wrap it up, love.
Oh,
I've
thank you so much.
Calls.
Have a wonderful day. Thank
you. You too. Have an amazing day. Go enjoy that ocean, girl. Have a good
time.
I will.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you so much. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, interesting. So,
yeah.
I don't know. I just want to sum it up a little bit because I have a – do you want to take another call maybe?
No, go ahead.
Give me
a
heads up. Okay.
You were saying something.
Because I have a sense that because we are combining numbers and astrology, it's interesting. Mm-hmm. So I just felt like, you know, it's a strong connection to all the elements as well, the Earth's elements. So this is also about connecting to Earth. And, of course, we are light workers and we are spiritual creatures. We are souls having a human experience. But at the same time, right now we are here, so we need to really ground and connect and be here because it's important. It's really important.
Well, you know, before, like I said, there's this centering. I can feel that centerness, you know, centering happen in, specifically in like salt water, you know, like where you're at, you know, half the year. There's something else happening, I guess, is how I'm taking it, but it's a powerful thing. And I don't think it's just us, Sissy. You said dolphins, right? Quite honestly, I feel like there's an involvement here with dolphins and with animals, ocean animals. So there's definitely something stronger happening. So, to get to Rhodes, can't wait. Cannot wait.
Yes, I'm waiting for you.
I know.
Get
you
your
are.
Butt over.
I know. I got it. Anyways, let me get our caller here. Hello, caller.
Hello.
What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Tisha, and I'm calling from Atlanta.
From Atlanta. Welcome, Tisha. How are you?
Hi,
I'm
Tisha.
Good. Hi. I'm just calling to just about career and if you see any new changes coming up for me.
New changes. If you get something, Sissy, can you answer that?
Yes, absolutely.
I'm still on a water thing, and I don't know if it's for Tisha as well.
Okay.
So I'm going to kind of inquire.
I have to say I'm sorry. I have someone in the background here coughing. But it's nothing serious, okay?
Okay.
I'm sorry for that.
No problem. Coughing is definitely normal, but they kind of changed it up since COVID.
Yeah, I know. It's nothing like that. It's going to pass. Poor thing. Can't prevent it. So... when it comes to, because you asked about work, right? I have a feeling that you are in for a new beginning. So that usually means a major change. You can call it a transformation, a transition, a change, something good, starting from with something new. So it's a very good energy. And it feels like you are coming to that point because you have created quite a lot of things for yourself. So you have made progress within when it comes to work and career? And are you looking for a change? Do you want to change to something else? I mean,
yes,
company,
very much
career. Okay.
All of it, yes.
All of it. So it's a good time for you right now. And because I have to be very general as well, because I'm going to say that my sense, and have been, and I think Sue has the same sense, for some time here, we have been going through a more positive shift, because we really have been living in unusually strange times, right, for a year and a half. It shifted sometime during the summertime here. And for most of us, it feels like this autumn and the coming winter is a time when we can actually at least plant seeds. And some of us, like I feel for you, you are way on your way here to come to places where you will find very supportive energy. So when we have those supportive energies, it's not like things are just going to come to you, because you also need to take some action. So for you, it's good to be very open. It's good to get your name out there. If you see anything that you feel, this is something I would like to do, don't stop yourself. Don't frame yourself. If you feel that I have 9 qualifications, but I may lack the 10th, do it anyway, because it's a very good energy. And sometimes, even if companies state things, they have are presenting, this is what we seek from someone, many times it's also your personality that's going to give it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like I have aces for you here. I have everything good. I have the world. I have a new beginning. This is a fantastic time for you. Just go for it. Does that make sense?
No. Do you know when what arena?
Arena?
I mean, what area?
In what area? I'm going to try to see. It feels like this autumn and winter, so just go for it. It may come about fast if you find something. I don't know your skill sets, but, you know, two things am I being shown from spirit and angels and guides here, and they talk about that you're very strong. You have a lot of experience. Use all of your experience, everything, even those things that may not be on a professional level. It's a skill set of yours and experience. And I'm also shown, I don't know if they mean exactly that you are good as a speaker or that you have a way of being able to talk to people so they listen to you. It can be connected to leadership skills, but it can also be that maybe having workshops, or you are going to be someone in a company who are receiving those who are new people who come to the company to work, or, you know, welcoming someone who actually can talk for herself. I don't know if this makes sense to you. It does. Okay. So I'm just going to ask Sue if Sue has anything more. Sue?
Yeah.
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. While you guys were talking, so I... because of this water thing I keep seeing for everyone, actually what I got was flow, in the flow, tides, like following the tide. So, for instance, when you're in, like, the ocean, right, ocean has a tide. Water comes in, it goes back out, it comes in, and rhythms. So all of this is tied into itself, with the flow, the tide, and the rhythm. And that's what's coming up for you, that it's not happening yet, you know, the flow, the tide, the rhythm, but it's coming. It's on its way.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you said that you're out of Jersey. Is that what you said?
No, I'm in Atlanta.
You're Atlanta. You're Atlanta. Water specifically for you, too. Jesus is really strong. Almost like for everyone who's called in today, water seems to be really representing itself today. I'm not really sure why, but so it is about flow for you. Does that make sense? Flow and rhythm and tides. everything kind of coming into its, you know, when we breathe, there's a rhythm to how we breathe, right? We all have our own rhythm. So you're coming into your rhythm, and it's everything that needs to come into fruition for you. It's coming. It's just a matter of coming into the rhythm of it.
Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that feel right?
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, so very much so. It's happening. Things are happening. Things are happening behind the scenes. So.
Okay.
Do you
see me leaving the job that I'm at anytime soon?
I heard six is what I heard on that. I heard six, but I didn't ask months. It feels more like 6 months, actually. Beginning, middle, and end. Everything comes to its final thing at 6 months. So, but honey, I got
to
wrap it up
because I'm
coming to a close.
Sorry, I just have to chime in. I see a major change coming, and I don't remember if I mentioned that to you the other time, but it's going to be a major change coming. So you'll probably go somewhere else. Yes.
Yeah.
No. Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you, honey. Have a great day. Keep us informed of how things are going. We love to always hear back.
Thank you.
All right.
Yes. Bye,
thank
honey.
Thank
you. Many blessings. So I'm going to be fast, Cici, I promise. We have 3 minutes or maybe
yes,
less.
I know.
We always end up like this. So here's the deal. We have been talking about numerology, what number position is your sign in and what does that mean on today's show. And you can always listen to the replay at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. If you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we do offer personal readings. You can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/readings, and you find both of us over there. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, September 23rd, with Soul Sister Sharon Hull, Sue, and myself, talking about downloads and upgrades. Did you feel it when it happened back in late November, December 2020? We'll be on 10 a.m. Pacific U.S. time. You can find a time near you at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. And we are so happy that you have interacted with us today. So thank you so much, everyone. And Cici, do you have anything you want to tell the audience before we end
the
show?
Yes, I do. Just for those who are still in the queue, we are sorry. Call back next week and be the first ones in, you know, call and we'll take your call from there. Thank you, everyone, for calling in and listening. And we absolutely appreciate your trust in us. So thank you very much. With that being said, angels watch over you all night long. Cici?
Yes, I say love, life, peace, and joy to all of you. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.